Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world. We want to say how honored we are to be there on the Gulf Coast to the WHBR affiliate of CTN, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. to be able to meet you there to kind of all figure out, you know, what's God saying, what's happening. And there's so many things happening. You know, today is the day that's been 13 years to the day that a handful of men flew planes into our Pentagon and into the Twin Towers and New York, and we're going to be talking about that today. Plus, joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, we have so many things to cover. We want to get right to it. And this is important for us to remember. There's one thing that we can learn from Israel. No, there's a million things we can learn from Israel.
Yeah.
But one thing we can learn from Israel is to learn how to remember. And you have to remember. They have museums to remember. They leave war equipment on the side of the road, even though it's rusting. It's like, that was the war, remember? That was the war that took place. And you remember these things, because if you don't remember, you repeat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to need to, the next generation, you're going to have to be able to argue your viewpoint with the next generation who doesn't even know it existed yet. They aren't born yet. And we're living with a generation today who don't even know what happened in 9/11, how it happened. And surprisingly, it's on our college campuses. They're not even letting them know. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to go today to be able to show you maybe in a future program of how uninformed the college students are. In one university, they interview 30 students and only six of them knew that the name of the journalist, you know, Foley, that was beheaded by ISIS. But 29 of them, I believe it was, knew the actress whose system was hacked and they got new pictures of her.
Wow.
And it's like, you're on a college campus. Those professors should be teaching you about our history of America. And so we're going to be talking about several things in the context of that. But, you know, one is that we're going to be talking about how did we get here to this point? Because, there were, you know, our president just spoke last night. It was 15 minutes of, you know, intense, obviously, thought that went behind that. And it's exciting, the fact that Christians were actually mentioned and that we're going to stand up for them. But it began with saying that ISIS is not Islamic, or ISIL at this point is not Islamic. Mm. And the very I in Islamic stands for Islamic, and the S stands for state, so Islamic State. ISIL, the L stands for the Levant, which is a caliphate, basically.
A region, right?
A hopeful caliphate by those who are in ISIS. And according to Dick Cheney on September the 9th, he was speaking supposedly behind closed doors, according to the Daily Beast. And this is Vice President Dick Cheney, for everybody out there that may remember. He was the vice president of George W. Bush. And he was saying that to assembly there in a caucus, that according to Representative John Fleming, this is what the Daily Beast writes. According to Representative John Fleming of Louisiana, Cheney said Obama has actually done things that have supported the Muslim Brotherhood. The former vice president then went on to name the Muslim Brotherhood as, quote, the beginning of all Islamist groups that we're dealing with today, like Hamas and ISIS. Fleming goes on in his account. He says, Cheney said that by facilitating the Muslim Brotherhood, our policies have been exactly the opposite to where they should be. Now, if you go back and you watch, and as a matter of fact, I think there's even a VFN Torch reference now. You go back and listen to the prophecies there at VFNTV.com, and we've talked about this prophetically. I mean, the very first speech we talked about was in Cairo. It was in support of the Muslim Brotherhood. Senator Michelle Bachmann, you know, Congressman Michelle Bachmann talked about, you know, purging the concept of Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islam being an enemy. And what Vice President Dick Cheney said was what we've been prophesying about. You know, we only know it by what the Lord is laying on our hearts, and that was the beginning of a huge outright support because eight members of the Muslim Brotherhood were invited to the Cairo speech, and you can see all this on VFNTV.com, the VFN Torch, by somebody. They were actually outlawed. You couldn't even, they couldn't even be in Egypt at that time, legally in Egypt, because Mubarak, or mm-hmm. Mubarak, yeah, the president, outlawed them. For some reason, our president was at Cairo, but the president, Cairo, Egypt, University of Cairo in Egypt, but the president of Egypt wasn't there.
Wasn't there.
But supposedly, reportedly, eight members of the Muslim Brotherhood were there. Mm. And it's, long story short, Morsi became president of Egypt and Mubarak went to jail. And he is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, the Egyptian people were just like, what did you do? They removed him. And so we're looking at this thing, according in the confirmation of this report by Congressman Michelle Bachmann and prophecy that was given about, you know, partnering with the Muslim Brotherhood was confirmed on September the 9th, 2014, according to the Daily Beast, according to Representative John Fleming of Louisiana, that by Vice President Dick Cheney, this is the whole thing. And they keep changing the names of all these different groups, but Dick Cheney, Vice President Cheney, confirms what we've always said, you know, in the Alinsky methodologies, you got to keep changing your narrative. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody's punching you in the left side, of course, first of all, somebody hits you in the right cheek, turn the left one. So mm-hmm. that we're not talking about not moving in love. We're just talking about what's going on. But if somebody's actually hitting you with their right hand on the side of the face and their name is Bob, but they continue to hit you on the right side of the face and says, no, my name is Steve. And they're continuing hitting you. They haven't changed what they're doing. And then they say, okay, now my name is, you know, Sam. It's like, don't buy into the, realize the same thing is going on. Mm-hmm. And for as Christians, what we do is we realize Ephesians 6, 12, that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And that what's going on is, you know, obviously Satan is coming against, you know, the human race, and those that are held captive by him are being used to do those things. But it's the same thing. So Vice President Dick Cheney confirmed just a couple days ago, 2 days ago, in Washington, D.C., according to the Daily Beast, according to Senator or Representative John Fleming of Louisiana, that our issue is we have, our president has partnered with these very same folks, which is known as Hamas and ISA and all the ISIS. And I think what's important to know, here we are on 9/11, and it was the very, think about it, it was radical Islam that the beliefs of radical Islam, that they really believed, according to our understanding, that if they die in the name or the service of jihad, dying for Allah is their highest call. That's the one of the pillars of the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. And so this belief system. So when we see also at the Cairo speech that I consider it my duty, this is a paraphrased quote of our president. And it's not like this, it's not just, it's because it's Islam. It's not because it's, you know, whatever, you know, religions in the world. Islam is in the scriptures of the Quran is against everybody who's not Islamic. Mm-hmm. Now you may have, you know, backslidden, you know, who mm-hmm. people don't believe, you know, Muslims who say, you know, I don't pay attention to the Quran. Then you have moderates who pick and choose, you know, I like this one, but I don't like that one. Then you have loyalists. And you can go to VFNTV.com and you can actually see the comparison between the Quran and the Bible. And you can read a book that, because President George Bush said that Islam is a peaceful religion. That's what he said. It's a great and it's a peaceful religion. Well, the question, this book answers the question, is it? Is it? Isn't it interesting that our first battle, according to history, was with radical Islam?
Wow.
And just staying, and so it's not about religion and all that. It's about this group of folks who believe that you got to either kill, convert, or put in servitude everybody else that doesn't believe like you. And so here we are empowering. It's 9/11, and we've empowered the narrative. And as the CBN News reporter said, when they were asking, what is the motive of these ISIS? You know, they were in Syria at that time. They haven't come down into Iraq, or maybe they did just a few miles into Iraq at that point. And they say, what is the... what's their motivation? What is their motivating factor? And this CBN News reporter reports, he says they believe that the president is for them. They even have imagery and all that that's for them. Even the Egyptians held up signs that we have on the VFN torch that they believed. And it's like, whether we're not or are, whatever, if that's the perception that people who are doing evil things believe, that it empowers them. And the exciting thing about the president's speech last night in the White House was he said that we are not for this. Even though he divided out and said ISIS is not Islam, either way, he's not for the evilness that's coming out of that. And he says there's going to be no place of solace. There's going to be no hiding place or something of that nature. You cannot find it on the earth. We're going
to come. No safe haven.
No safe havens on the earth. And that's, I'm very grateful for that. Also, I thought was pretty interesting because we get back from this break, you know, we're going to focus on, you know, this is 9/11. We got to pay attention from this point on. But pay attention. But President George W. Bush basically prophesied about this day, that this thing would happen if we pull out of Iraq the way that's happened. You'll actually hear him. This is the most watched video in the history of Fox News on social media. It is the most watched. And we're going to show it to you because it's come to pass. And the second thing is, it's interesting that all the ridicule that was done to the former president, and he made some mistakes, and definitely calling Islam a peaceful religion is a mistake because now we're fighting this peace. But is that the aircraft that was being launched, the F-14s, I believe, that's being launched, was being launched from the George H. Bush aircraft carrier to be able to go defeat. Well, more we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say to America, and I have no platform really to say anything like this, this grandiose, but I want to say, just say this in the atmosphere here at Mobile Bay. I just want to say to America, and I want to say to Israel and to all their Arab neighbors, and I want to say to Great Britain and all the nations, I want to say to you, you're about to see something come to pass in the very near future that your mind cannot even wrap around. It's going to be so magnanimous. It's going to be so awful. And it's going to be so awesome. And the nations and the kings and the politicians of the earth will not even know how to respond. Their mouth will be open. It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel, and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America. I believe the revival is going to come to the nations of the earth. Somebody help me say amen.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Providing resources on your rights in the workplace. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
As a coworker, I have a colleague that is on an FMLA, and I'm just wondering, what are the restrictions of me to that colleague? Am I not allowed to ask any certain questions?
You're talking about someone on the Family Leave Act?
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there's a complicated issue when you got, it's not just the Family Leave Act. There's other federal laws that are at play in a situation with an employment and working over the weekends and Sundays, and there's a question of what's called reasonable accommodation. Can a employer make a reasonable accommodation? Those are the kind of things you have to ask in these questions. Let me give you a great resource, though, to go to, and that is our website. We've got a whole section dedicated to these issues, so I encourage you to go to aclj.org to get some information there.
Learn more about your rights in the workplace at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are all aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with Gentiles or visit him." In other words, you do realize I'm breaking the law right now. I mean, how many people go like, you know, If it was legal, I would do it. You know, if my religion allowed me to do it, that was a religious, that was religion. My denomination doesn't allow me to experience that level of God. Right? If they knew I was here, I'd be excommunicated. Then he says, but God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. Wow, that's huge. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about you if you're not a Jew. He said, God's told me that I need to realize that every human being is created in the image and the likeness of God, and I'm not to call people unclean or impure. Who am I to do that?
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Today, we're remembering 13 years ago when a handful of radical Islamists took some of our aircraft and flew them into the Pentagon. Which, by the way, just so you understand, the Pentagon, for those that don't know, that's our entire military hub force is where they're at. They were able to fly one of our airlines into the Pentagon and kill and harm and into two separate twin towers, you know, within feet of each other in the heart of New York City, in the financial district, and thousands died. And we want to remember the families. We want to remember this.
And also the plane that you know, we were to crash in the open field.
We want to remember this, that everything is heightened now because of some weird, twisted mindset, that the very mindset of the people who flew these planes that day supposedly now are our friends, at least a radical viewpoint of them, leadership-wise, according to President Dick Cheney, the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's remember 9/11.
My name is Philip Zayas. I live in Rockland County, New York State. I'm an architect by trade and started working for a large financial firm that was based at the Trade Center in 1993. I was on the 56th floor of the South Tower. And on Tuesday, September 11th, it was a beautiful day, beautiful and sunny. And I remember coming to the office around 8:30 a.m. and quickly it became a nightmare. I could see through the windows that debris was flying. Everybody on the floor was going crazy, just looking for what was going on. And I remember my wife calling me right away, indicating that the plane has hit the World Trade Center and that I should leave right away. Well, I quickly got my stuff, and I walked out my office, and then the loudspeaker indicated that we should not be evacuating. So myself and a few colleagues, we went over to a conference room to take a look at the North Tower, and we could see that the building had gaping holes in it, smoke and fire was coming out. Then I started seeing many, many people just at the edge, leaning out the windows and eventually jumping to their deaths. And it really affected me dramatically. And so I stepped away from the window, and just when I did that, the plane hit our tower, the South Tower. And I was on the 56th floor, and the plane hit the building on the 77th floor. It felt like an earthquake. And my colleagues and I, we just looked at each other, and we just said, we need to run for our lives. So we ran to the stairwells. It was full of people, but it was very organized. The head of security had everything in order, and I'm sure saved a lot of lives. When we got out to the street level, they led us into a safe zone. It's just a chaotic scene. It's helicopters, ambulances, firefighters, police, and only later did we realize how close it was. The building actually collapsed 25 minutes after we got out. Cell phones weren't working, so my wife still didn't know what was going on. My daughter Jasmine, who saw that the towers fell, was really brokenhearted about the fact that she knew I was in the towers and that I possibly have died. We also needed to see where all of our colleagues were, just to make sure everybody got out okay. We later found out that 13 of our coworkers had lost their lives. I knew 5 of them. You know, as I reflect back, when I first became a Christian at age 30, when I gave my life to God, and I think back at 9/11 and how God saved my life for the second time, I can't help but to just be overwhelmed with gratitude and appreciation for what God has done. I can't wait to go to heaven to be with the Lord, and I would hope I can bring as many people with me as possible. So when I think about 9/11, I just think about life is very, very short, and we have to grab whatever opportunities we have to help people understand the gospel, come to a relationship with Christ, and be eternally saved. A soul is extremely valuable to God, enough to give up his son to die for us. And if God thinks of our souls that valuable, then myself as a Christian and all of us should do everything we can, pour out our life. I think that's what life is all about, getting to know God, the here and now, but focused more on eternal life.
Lord, we remember, we just pray for the families today that will never see their loved ones in this life again. And just like the survivor said, you know, God gave a second chance. And every one of us need to heed that and to say, you know what, we need to use this life for letting people know that they can be saved. And he talked about being saved twice. Once when he gave his life to the Lord at 30, and of course from the Twin Towers. And that's a miracle right over his head that hit. Well, I want to say, okay, here we are. Who was president during 9/11? President George W. Bush was. And he said on the pile of rubbish of the 9/11 towers that folded like pancakes, he said with a loudspeaker as his arm was around one of the, I believe, one of the firefighters, he said that the world's going to be hearing from us soon. And he immediately began to put together a plan, a specific strategy, as they were asking from our current president, to get a strategy to begin to eradicate the issue that caused this thing to happen. And when that's how we ended up in Iraq, just so you understand that. Now that you see the what took place, the president said that we need to stop this. So we ended up in Afghanistan and we ended up in Iraq. And soldiers, your neighbor, these vets that VA is reportedly not taking care of today, they went to fight for us because of that. I know a restaurant owner. He was the owner of a Montana's restaurant in the Gulf Coast area, doing really well. And he just closed it down and he said, you know what? I am going to go out and fight for our country. And what we want to do, we want to say, you know what? They were there for us. We need to be there for them. But what was interesting, they were asking the president of that day, President George W. Bush, to remove the troops from Iraq. And what he deferred to his generals and the ones that were fighting. And he said, you know, let me find out what they want. And he came back and reported, this is what the general said. So when our current president took over presidency, he didn't heed that advice. And he went ahead and removed the troops before their time in Iraq. And today, understand what's happening today. Massive beheadings taking over the country, a new safe haven. When you hear the word Al-Qaeda, realize that's Hamas, Al-Qaeda, you know, all these different, it's all the same thing. ISIS, ISIL, they just keep changing the name, just like President, Vice President Dick Cheney just said. But I want you to hear right here, the President, George W. Bush, said exactly what would happen if we did pull the troops out. And President Barack Obama did pull the troops out, didn't have any kind of contingency factor, and this is what's happening today. You got to see how the dots connect. Once you listen to this short, most watched video clip in the history, according to Megyn Kelly on Fox News. Watch.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we're ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda. It mean that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It would mean we'd be increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
And so they're saying a prophetic warning, you see, and it's exactly what happened now. So the president, and he understand this, he was actually talking to folks, his generals, he reports, that this is what they're saying is going to take place. And it's happening now. And according to Vice President Dick Cheney 2 days ago, he's saying that our president partnered with this Muslim Brotherhood, yeah, who Hamas and ISIS and ISIL, he's combining the two. And he said, this is the opposite of what we actually need. And it's important to understand that for the context of, we got to begin to really pray for our country because we've partnered with some pretty bad, you know, guys. When we get back, you're going to find out that a colonel, lieutenant colonel, just this week, according to Fox News, was not even allowed in uniform into the school, his high school, that his kids were going to. This is what it's come to today. It's come to the fact they won't even let the soldiers who fought for us into the high school to see his kid as they were transferring the papers. You got to come back after the break and see this.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim type conversations or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it and you can get a perspective and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can, mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are remembering 9/11, but also being aware of today that it's almost like the very issue that we had at 9/11 is a cold compared to the flu we have today.
Yeah.
The condition, according to Vice President Dick Cheney, he confirmed exactly that there is this bipolar opposite viewpoint of this partnership with the Muslim Brotherhood. And he's saying Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, ISIS is all the same. And that's what we were saying prophetically early on. And now we're here at this day. It's 9/11. And we got to say, this is like the flu compared to that. And if you haven't yet gone to VFNTV.com and watched Jehoshaphat, preparing to be able to receive from God. This is when God moves, when our back is against the wall and we finally look up and we cry out to God, because King Jehoshaphat made a very bad partner decision. He partnered with the wrong folks and God was going to take him out for it. And he repented and God delivered him, but it was like within 24 hours of Jehoshaphat's destruction.
Yeah.
And we're saying this so you understand, here we are, 13 years to the day, and it's our soldiers that went out there. And you hear Steve Kalaszewski quite often on VFN TV, VFN Radio. I mean, he went and fought for us. He's one amongst many soldiers that went and fought for us, and many laid down their life for us, and that they're injured today because they fought for us. And now right here in a school in Michigan, a high school, an Army lieutenant, a lieutenant colonel by the name of Sherwood Baker, lieutenant colonel now, they wouldn't even let him in the school to see his own kid because of the uniform, the American soldier uniform. You got to see this. This is what we've come to today.
To visit his daughter at school while wearing his uniform, WJBK reporter Mario Liu has the outrageous story.
In this story, Lieutenant Colonel Sherwood Baker is not a spokesman for the United States Army. He's just a dad trying to help his daughter find her way in a brand new high school.
He's a lieutenant colonel. He served in the Army for 24 years, and he was told in order to get into Rochester Adams High School, he needed to take off his uniform.
When you see a man or woman in uniform in America, you'll most often hear,
"Thank you for serving the country," or I remember one time, "Somebody paid for our dinner."
But Tuesday, the lieutenant colonel got anything but a welcoming treat. He came to Rochester Adams High School to speak with counselors about his daughter's class schedule, but he couldn't even get inside.
Before he was allowed in, the security guard stopped him and said, "Sorry, you're not allowed in the school." And the security guard told him that men and women in uniform weren't allowed because it may offend another student.
By not one, but four different people.
I can't believe they would even think like that after all they do for our country.
He's been in Iraq a bunch of times. He's been in Afghanistan.
The district superintendent, who's a veteran himself, quickly rectified the situation, apologizing to the family and sending this statement to Fox 2 News. It reads, the district has apologized for any perception that individuals in uniform are not welcome in the school. The family has scheduled a meeting with the school principal in the coming days just to smooth things over, but the family has also received a lot of support from military families with children who go to this school and also just people who live in the area, appalled that this has happened. In Rochester Hills, I'm Marielle Liu, Fox 2 News.
Think about it. In 13 years, the very soldiers who, you have to understand, a soldier is an American who said, did they hurt you? Did they come across your borders and they hurt you? I'm going to defend you. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. I'm going to risk my life. I'm going to put on a uniform with other Americans and we're going to go out in defense of the nation under the commander in chief. And we're going to try to eradicate this issue that's happened and we're going to protect you. 13 years later, this school in Michigan, this Rochester school district, would not even allow a lieutenant colonel who reportedly served 27 years in these particular fields to come in the, by the way, the uniform is a positive thing. It's actually someone who said, I will defend you, America. When you look at the oaths that the president and the Congress and the Senate and the everybody takes, it says, I will defend the Constitution. That's the whole thing. It's what we're all about. And now we went all the way from this tragedy, as you saw what took place as Phillips describing it in 9/11, how God saved him twice. And it's like, and also these soldiers went out and fought for us and saved our country from all the dilemmas that, but at the same time, it's like the very cold that caused 9/11. Now it's almost like we got the flu based on our leadership right now. They're partnering with the very one mindset of the ones who are against the very existence of our nation as it was. It's almost like fundamental transformation is taking place. And so as a Christian, we got to pay attention because it's JJ. Abraham goes to church, Jesus, and the Jews, Israel. And just, I believe, last night, according to the Freedom Beacon, that Senator Ted Cruz was invited to speak at this particular initiative, even though it had mixed audience there. The reason why he showed up was because it's actually in defense of Christians. And there's so much persecution going on. And his particular staff said Senator Cruz is appearing in the Defense of Christians event tonight because he wants to take every opportunity to highlight this crisis and the unspeakable persecution of Christians has taken place. And you have to understand that this particular event that you're about to see was put on by one of former President Bill Clinton's biggest or billion-dollar supporter for the global initiative. So you can almost fold in the views of this particular brand new organization called In Defense of Christians. But notice how they're not in defense of Israel and they're not in defense of the Jews. Watch this. This is him speaking.
In 1948, Jews throughout the Middle East faced murder and extermination and fled to the nation of Israel. And today, Christians have no greater ally than the Jewish state. Let me say this. Those who hate Israel hate America. And those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if this room will not recognize that, then my heart weeps that the men and women here will not stand in solidarity with Jews and Christians alike who were persecuted by radicals who seek to murder them. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. And the very same people who persecute and murder Christians right now, who crucify Christians, who behead children, are the very same people who target and murder Jews for their faith for the same reason. I will say this. I am saddened.
Please respect for dialogue. Respect, please. Okay. We're in America.
I will say this. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate that you cannot address your brother. I will say this. If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, Senator Ted Cruz says, I will not stand for you. He says, those who hate Israel hate America. Those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Jesus. Is not clarity refreshing?
Yeah. Like, pretty clear.
English. By the way, just so you don't, if you don't know that, he's accurate. That's actually very accurate in regards to it. The shocker is, and remember, this is going to be the big battle in the end. This is going to be the big battle. It's going to be a war, one world religion viewpoint. Mm-hmm. They're going to call it right when it's wrong. They're going to call it maybe Christianity. They may call it Chrislam or whatever. But understand this, that just because you say you're a Christian doesn't mean you are. You're known you're a Christian by the fruit, by you know, you cannot hate your brother and love God. He says if you hate your brother who you can see and you say you love God who you can't see, you know, we're told in the Word of God that you're a liar. Mm-hmm. You cannot hate Israel and say that, and you can say that you love God. But the truth is, understand that the Jewish people that they brought you the very scriptures, the word that you read. And Jesus is a Jew. And there are reports, and we'll maybe get to it in our next program, but the Jewish people realize their only friend right now on the earth are the evangelical Christians who are standing up for them. But that is how God orchestrated things, because he said, you will not see me again. So you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not like some sideline, you know, footnote in your sermon or in your concept of the Lord. This is our end time responsibility to stand up and be a witness of the love of God to the Jewish people and stand. To stand with Israel is to stand with God. Worship God. Worship Jesus. He is the Messiah. But stand up for Israel and get a perspective of the Lord's perspective of Israel. And when you do that, you start realizing, wait a minute, man, let it be said of me that I will not be silent. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Listen. It is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice, and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better, and we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
We have a great way for you, our VFN radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're bringing you this intensity of information today so that this is 9/11. This is the day that we're going to focus on remembering what happened in 9/11. And understand if you've compared based on what the Lord has been showing us, even talking about radical Islam, and you've got to go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch. Now we have a menu specifically focused on Christianity and Islam, comparing the two. And the Bible versus the, not verses, but the Bible and the Quran, comparing the two. And just let you just see it first. I mean, we really looked it up for you and took a picture of it. So you got a picture of the page. And it's the antithesis. And so when somebody says that there is peaceful Islam, and there are peaceful people everywhere, you can say, well, I'm so glad that that's a peaceful person because according to Bridget,
Gabrielle,
that the quiet majority is irrelevant. Anyway, they're not going to do anything. And you can find out more about the Torch. But understand this, as a Christian, you have to say, but the Quran is not true because it says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. They think it's crazy for you to accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Now, as a prophet, you know, it even says that he'll have to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. It's the anti Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion. It is a anti Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion. Or you can just paraphrase, it's anti-Christ religion. So when our president stands up before the world in support of this anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion, understand the creator of the universe who holds all things together, who gave his son Jesus Christ for us that we might be saved and live forever. When we reject him like that as a nation, it's not good. I mean, the outcome of that's not good. It's not just something like, oh, it's what's the big deal? It's just another religion. And there's lots of religions. I mean, there's lots of them. But in regards to Islam, it's the bipolar opposite. If you read up in Revelation, the Quran says down. If it says that our Savior is going to come from the sky, they say that theirs is going to come from that hole in Mecca. It's going to come out of that well. And it's going to put a mark on everybody's head. Well, we say the mark is the mark of the beast. They say the mark is a good mark. You can find out about, we got all this available for you right there on the, you got to understand today's 9/11. Understand what was behind these human beings, these guys that were created in the image and the likeness of God that caused them to want to come get a pilot's license to learn how to fly a plane, but not how to land a plane, to be able to fly it, to kill your brothers and sisters, men and women, who were just going to work that day. What? We have to understand this. That's why Thomas Jefferson had the Quran handed out. It wasn't for these other reasons. He wanted us to understand the one who was the enemy of our Constitution, yeah. The enemy of what we stood for as a nation. And it's not a religious war at all. It's actually a battle for the Constitution of the United States of America. And in that Constitution, the First Amendment allows all peaceful religions to be able to do whatever you're going to do, as long as you don't rob from me or you don't break my leg, is what he said. Mm-hmm. And so it's the First Amendment allows everybody to practice whatever they feel is their faith. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't allow for somebody to come in. This is the reason why, by the way, if you research it, that you know, if you give a tithe or an offering to a nonprofit, a Christian organization, you can write that off. But you'll notice that, and our president said he's going to try to change this, that you cannot give those monies to a mosque and write it off. And the reason why is because 1/6 of it is for jihad. Mm. It's for war. And so he wants to fix that so you can write it off. It's like, what, write off the price, yeah, of the knife who just took, you know, Foley's head off? I mean, what are we going to do? And it's like, this is tragic in our viewpoint. Understand, forget about horizontal viewpoints. Think about God's looking at you. You're going to stand before the throne of God. And we've got to begin to stand up and say, you know what? You know, this is not a religious war. This is actually a mindset of, we got to protect our citizens of America. We got to prevent another 9/11 from taking place. And if that was a cold and we have enough symptoms right now to have the flu, we got to cry out like Jehoshaphat and position ourselves to receive from God. I believe a third great awakening is coming, but understand, everybody who falls in the water doesn't survive. Understand, in a great shaking and quaking, when tragedy hits, yes, you know, it causes people to repent quite often and turn to God, but everybody don't live through it. So if the earth begins to crack under you and you die at that moment and you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's over for you. Now, the person who didn't fall in the crack, they can repent. But for you, it was over. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We can see what's happening in the earth today. We can see this partnering with this radical Islam, according to Vice President Dick Cheney now, confirming all the prophecy. He's saying it, Hamas, ISIS, it's all the same. Under the Muslim Brotherhood, it's all the same. And they're coming out now, and they're actually just nailing it for what it is. It's time for us to stand up and say, you know what? This is not a religious war. We are standing up in our faith under the Constitution, under the First Amendment, declaring Jesus Christ as Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. We can do that. And our country has a right to be able to protect itself from enemies, foreign and domestic. And our soldiers, they wouldn't even let into the school in Michigan. A lieutenant colonel, we wouldn't even let into the school because they felt the uniform would actually offend the students. Students, please listen. That is to be honored. That uniform is to be honored because he fought for you.
The world was different that day. The economy was booming, 401ks were solid, and if asked, 8 out of 10 Americans wouldn't be able to define the word jihad. On that day, something happened that changed everything. That day was a Tuesday. For most of us, our only connection to the events of that day was what we saw on television. However, we are all connected and that we all have a place. For some of us, it's a spot on the highway. For others, it's in an office. Or at coffee with a friend. It's the place we will never forget. The place where we watched it happen on that day. So here we are, many days later, still hurt, still angry, still trying to understand why. 1 Corinthians 13 explains that we don't see things clearly right now. In essence, we just won't be able to understand in this lifetime things like what happened on that day. However, it goes on to say that one day we will see all things clearly. But until that day comes, we have three things to embrace to help us in our reconciliation: faith in God, unswerving hope, and love. And the greatest of the three is love. Through the shock and the horror, something else happened on that day. Although the evil intentions appeared to be a success, our country embraced the complete opposite of what was intended. Instead of division, there was unity. Instead of confusion, there was clarity. And instead of falling apart, we banded together. But then again, that's the way one nation under God will always respond.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.